The results of the much-talked-about game between On Fire FC Platinum and defending champions Dynamos at Mandava Stadium tomorrow could set the tone for the remainder of the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League title race. A draw between the two sides will give an advantage to leaders Chicken Inn, who could extend their lead to 6 points as they have a seemingly lucrative home tie against struggling ZPC Kariba. A win for Dynamos will see their lead over FC Platinum extend to 4 points, which would throw Kugona Kunenge Kudada out of the race. A victory for FC Platinum will see them leapfrog Dynamos into second position, 2 points above the defending champions, which could turn the race into a fierce battle between the three top teams. Dynamos coach Tondera Indiraya admits that the game will not be easy, but says as the champions, they need to beat their strongest challengers to justify their billing.
It's going to be a very tough assignment, but we've got to take it head on. This is football. We are Dynamos. We've got to be very strong if we want to stay with the top teams there at the top. I think my guys will fight very hard, and perhaps we can get a result there.
However, my travel coach Gishon Tini believes Kugona Kunenge Kudada are on a roll, saying Dynamos will not withstand the FC Platinum firepower and offers his prediction in favor of the home side.
I think 2-1 is going to be the final scoreline outside.
The two teams have also been drawn to meet in the quarterfinals of the Chibuku Super Cup on September 13. But Dimbare treasurer Webster Marechera is cautious about the knockout tournament encounter following the draw conducted in Gweru yesterday.
The draw was fair, but what I can say is that so we have to be cautious.
Leaders Chicken Inn are happy to be playing against Zambwa struggling ZPC Kariba, and for that matter, at home. Although Zambwa says he is happy at Katuruturu, he is open enough to say it has not been easy working with a team that was assembled by another coach. While the Gamecocks are way at the top of the table on 43 points, far above Dynamos, the same cannot be said of ZPC Kariba, who are on 21 points, just 3 points above Flame Lily, who occupy the fourth relegation position. Chizambwa, however, is to be warned that Zimbabwe football family will not look at when he started work at ZPC should the team be relegated. Instead, they will say he led the team to relegation. The other appetizing tie on the menu is the one at Rufaro Stadium tomorrow between 5th-placed Harare City and 9th-placed Highlanders. Highlanders have struggled throughout the season, and a new coach in the former Kofsmas Sano Zulu has taken over to try to change the fortunes following the sacking of Pongani Mafu. Whether you'll be able to wave that magic hand against the under-fire Taurai Mangwiro is something else. The other matches on the weekend menu are as follows: Capes United vs. Buffaloes, Wawa vs. Triangle, Longo vs. Chapungu, Cholocho vs. Aumine. Cholocho Pirates coach Lizwe Skweskwe says they are going out for 3 points, although they will still be comfortable in picking up 1 point, the same as Flame Lily and Wawa. The three are just 1 point above bottom-placed Dongo Saw Mills. Meanwhile, swimmer Kirsty Coventry last night continued with her brilliant performance at the Africa Games after adding a gold and a bronze to Zimbabwe's medal standings. Coventry, who on Monday won a gold in the 100-meter backstroke, won a gold in the 200-meter individual medley before adding a bronze in the 400-meter mixed medley. This adds to 3 the medals Coventry has won for Zimbabwe, which puts Zimbabwe in 9th position overall on the medal standings. Coventry is this evening competing in her last event, the 200-meter backstroke. But the same cannot be said of the young warriors who are out of the competition after their successive 1-0 loss, this time not to Burkina Faso, but to Sudan. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.